Sanders and Warren move to block crypto in 401k. Plans U.S. Senators Bernie Sanders and Elizabeth Warren are pushing back on a Labor Department plan that would clear the way for crypto inside 401k retirement plans, arguing the move could put ordinary American savings at risk. The opposition was reported on June 3, 2026 by Cointelegraph, citing the lawmakers' objection to the department's direction on digital assets in employer-sponsored plans. The timing is pointed. Bitcoin traded at 67,000 as of June 3, 2026, down 4.5% over 24 hours and roughly 11% on the week, with the Fear and Greed Index at 26, in fear territory. A debate about piping crypto into retirement accounts arrives in the middle of one of the year's sharper drawdowns, which is exactly the volatility the senators are pointing to. The retirement system at the center of the fight, a 401k, is the main way most American workers save for retirement, and the pool is enormous, measured in trillions of dollars across employer plans. Money in these accounts is meant to compound over decades with limited day-to-day attention from the saver. That design is the crux of the objection. Sanders and Warren's concern is that adding an asset class with double-digit weekly swings to a system built for slow, hands-off accumulation exposes people who may not understand the risk and did not ask to take it on. The Labor Department sets the rules of the road for retirement plan fiduciaries through the Employee Retirement Income Security Act framework. A shift in the department's stance changes what plan administrators can offer without fear of liability. Loosening guidance on digital assets effectively hands employers and plan providers permission to introduce crypto options, while tightening it warns them away. That is why a guidance change, not a new law, can move so much. A reversal of a reversal, the current posture marks a swing back toward crypto access. Earlier guidance from the Biden-era Labor Department urged plan fiduciaries to use extreme care before adding crypto to 401k menus, language widely read as a deterrent. The Trump administration moved to undo that caution, reframing digital assets as a choice plan sponsors should be free to offer. The Sanders and Warren pushback is the counterweight to that reversal, an attempt to reinstate friction the executive branch removed. Senate opposition does not by itself rewrite Labor Department guidance. The senators' leverage runs through oversight letters, hearings, public pressure on plan providers, and the threat of legislation rather than a direct veto over agency rulemaking. Their objection raises the political cost of a broad rollout and signals to large plan administrators that crypto menus could draw scrutiny, which tends to slow adoption even without a binding rule. The risk math savers would inherit. The core worry is concentration and timing. A worker nearing retirement who holds crypto in a 401k during a stretch like the current one would see a meaningful slice of their balance fall with the market, with less runway to recover than a 25-year-old. Defenders of access argue allocations would be small and optional. Critics counter that optional features in retirement plans often become default adjacent once they appear on the menu, and that retail savers tend to buy into volatile assets late, near tops, rather than early. There is also a custody dimension that rarely makes the headline. Crypto held inside a 401k is custodied by the plan provider or its chosen partner, not by the saver. That means the counterparty risk that comes with any custodial arrangement applies here too. If a provider mishandles assets or fails, account holders are exposed in ways that holding crypto in self-custody avoids. The retirement wrapper adds tax advantages, but it does not remove the question of who actually controls the coins, the highest stakes venue in the crypto debate. This is one front in a wider U.S. argument over how deeply crypto should be wired into mainstream finance. Lawmakers are still working through market structure legislation, and institutions from brokerages to advisors are expanding access on their own timelines. Retirement accounts are the highest stakes venue in that debate because the money is long-dated, tax-advantaged, and tied to people's ability to stop working. A fight over 401ks is really a fight over whether crypto becomes a default part of how Americans, including those in the United States who never trade actively, hold long-term savings. For now, nothing has changed in any individual's plan. The Labor Department has signaled openness Two senior senators have signaled resistance, and plan providers are watching to see which way the liability winds blow before they act.